السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah عز وجل to make us from the people who listen and apply. Ameen, Ya Allah. One of the main reasons we perform the ibadat is to gain Allah's pleasure, is to gain the rida of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it will be great if we can find out if Allah is pleased with me or not. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will mention four signs that will indicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with His abd. But before that, we have to know that only Allah knows whom He is pleased with and whom He is not. So we can't go around and say Allah is pleased with this guy and Allah is not pleased with that guy. No, this is not our job. This is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are just signs. If someone have them, insha'Allah ta'ala, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him or her. So let's start with the first sign. The first sign is a saying in Arabic, and I will mention it first in Arabic and then we will translate it. Our scholars said, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْرِفْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَقَامَكْ فَانْظُرْ فِيمَا أَقَامَكْ. It's a profound statement. The ulama said, if you want to know your status with Allah, look what Allah made you busy with. So I want to know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me, then let's check what am I busy with during the day, during my life, while I am above this ground, while am I on this earth. This is the formula that always works. Now, for example, I am recording a talk to bring the people close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, I'm sure there are people recording something that will take the people away from Allah azza wa jal. That's a good sign that whatever I'm doing right now is something good, that Allah is keeping me busy with something good. Similarly, you have found this video and you clicked on it to see if Allah is pleased with you or not. Right? So you are also busy with something that is beneficial, and that's a good sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. And we evaluate ourselves, what and where we spend most of our time. If our salat is on time, we lower our gaze when we see something haram, we attend talks in the masjid, we attend halaqas, we put effort to learn how to read the Quran, we find ourselves hurt when we hear about the hardships that our brothers and sisters are going through all over the world. We are pleasing to our parents. The sister wear her hijab, a proper hijab. We volunteer in the masjid or volunteer for any kind of humane reasons. SubhanAllah, all these are great signs that Allah is pleased with you because He kept you busy with things that are pleasing to Him. He kept you busy with things that are pleasing to Him. If I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, if I read the Quran on a regular basis, if I always be honest in my businesses, in my dealings, I am always respectful to others, all these are great signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. And the sign, if you want to summarize this, when Allah make it easy for you to perform the ibadat, that's a major sign that Allah is pleased with you. When Allah makes it easy for you to fast Monday and Thursday, when Allah makes it easy for you to perform qiyam, when Allah makes it easy for you to come and attend salawat in the masjid in jama'ah, when Allah makes it easy for you to wear the hijab properly, when Allah makes it easy for you to read the Quran or to be among the righteous people, all these are signs that Allah is pleased with you. This is the first sign. Second, Another sign that Allah is pleased with us is to ask ourselves, am I pleased with Allah? What? Yes. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he saw a person around the Kaaba raising his hand and said, Ya Allah, be pleased with me. Ya Allah, be pleased with me. So the man, the Hasan asked the man, he said, are you pleased with Allah? So the man, what do you mean? How can I be pleased with Allah? He said, are you pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed in your life? So another sign, if Allah is pleased with us, we have to check ourselves. Are we pleased with whatever Allah decreed? Do we have complete trust that whatever Allah decreed in my life, it is the best thing for me, whether I see it or not? If you are, that's a great sign. That's a great sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. I'll give you an example. Let's assume that you are a car salesman. You have your own showroom and you sell cars for a living. How do you feel when you sell 20 cars a week and when you sell no cars a week? If the feeling is the same, if the acceptance is the same, that means you are pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are upset and you start cursing and complaining why there was no sales and you were happy when there was sales, that means you're not pleased with Allah's decree. So when we are happy with the hardship, the same way we are happy with the blessing, that means we are pleased with whatever Allah decreed. That is the second sign. Third sign to know if Allah is pleased with us, check your relationship with your parents. Is your father pleased with you? Is your mother pleased with you? I'm talking about a righteous father and a righteous mother that fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Are they pleased with you? If they are, that's a great sign that Allah is pleased with you. Why? What's the evidence? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is by the pleasure of the father and the mother. And the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal is by the anger of the father or the mother. So if my parents, my righteous parents who fear Allah Azza wa Jal are pleased with me, they are happy with me, they're always making dua for me, that is a sign that Allah is pleased with me. Subhanallah. So my brother, my sister, if you have any issues with your parents, make sure you fix them. Make sure you always hear from your mother. Make sure you always hear from your father. Ya Allah, be pleased with my son. You know, one of the most beautiful dua that my mother do for me every time before I hang up the phone, she tells me, Allah, Allah yirda alayk. May Allah be pleased with you. Wallahi, when I hear that, خلص, my day is made, subhanAllah. So make sure always that your parents are pleased with you. And if you are parents yourselves, please also make dua that Allah is pleased with your parent, with your children, and you also be pleased with your children. So this is the third sign. The fourth and the last sign to know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with us is to check how people treat us in this dunya. If the people love you, if the people respect you, if the people honor you all the time and you're a righteous person, that's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and Allah is pleased with you. The hadith is in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, when Allah loves someone, he informs Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, I love so and so, so love him. So Jibreel will love him. And Jibreel will notify all the inhabitants of the heaven that Allah loves so and so, so love him. So all the angels will love that person. And then Rasulullah said, acceptance will be put, he will find acceptance on earth. He will find, the person will find acceptance on earth. Imam al-Nawawi, when rahimahullah, when he's explaining what does it mean to find acceptance on earth, it means that the people will love him and they are pleased with him and their hearts are inclined towards him. Subhanallah. So if you feel people always love you, always mention your name with goodness, when they see you, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they see you, they remember to do something good. That's a great sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and Allah is pleased with you, and He put your love in the people's hearts. And I'm talking about, of course, the righteous, the good people. They all love you and they're always praising you. So these are four signs that if we have them, it indicates, inshaAllah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. I ask Allah azza wa jal to be pleased with me and to be pleased with you, to be pleased with our parents, to be pleased with our children, to be pleased with all the people that we love and the people that love us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words, La ilaha illallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Alhamdulillah. We are happy to announce the launch of the One Islam TV app. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. Two new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. No more annoying ads or pop-ups. 100% safe browsing for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.